Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Basra Memches, Baba Basra 48b, pagination is 96. We're dealing with the topic of Talua Vizavin, when a person was forced to sell a property, and they were paid for it, but nevertheless they were forced. What's the halacha? And in general, we talked about it as being something that the sale will stand. Agav onsei, because of the stress, the pressure that's put upon the person, gomar umakne, they indeed relinquish rights and validate the transaction. Our Gemara tells us about 8 lines down, in the name of Amemar, talua v'kodesh kiddushav kiddushin. Similarly, Amemar held that if you force a woman into Kiddushin, that it's a good Kiddushin. And Rashbam explains, didami lizavini, because the transaction here is similar to a sale. Shemacheres atzma lazeh, she's granting something of hers to the prospective husband. In Kiddushin, we discussed this. She's obviously not being owned by the husband, but she is selling what's called the Yad L'Kiddushin. Her marriage rights are being sold, and she's being paid for that. And therefore, Amemar held that it would be a good Kiddushin, and indeed, fundamentally in logic, that should be the ruling, that the Kiddushin should be a good Kiddushin. It's like selling something under duress, but you get money in return, and the working assumption was that it works. Mar Baravashi Omar, Mar Baravashi objected and said, Beisha vadai kiddushin lo havu. By a woman, regarding kiddushin, it's absolutely not valid. Why not? Hu asa shelo kahogen, he behaved in a way that is improper, forcing a woman to get married to him. Lefikach asu imo shelo kahogen, and therefore the rabbis took a step that's improper, that's against strict law. Vafkinu rabbanan lekiddushin minei, and they uprooted his kiddushin. Amar leRavina leRavashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, I understand the logic of what we're looking to do over here. That really, logically, it is a good Kiddushin. It's like a sale. But we objected, and we want it not to be a good Kiddushin. But Tenech the Kaddish Bekaspa, I understand if the Kiddushin was done with money, because we have a general principle of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Rashbam on the wide line, first wide line, after the Gemara. There's a concept that Bezdin has the ability in financial matters to declare something ownerless. So they take the money that he's using for Kiddushin as he's trying to do this under her duress, and they make the money ownerless so that he's no longer giving anything to her of his own. And therefore, it's not a Kiddushin. We kind of trick him, a nice little fast one. He thinks he's doing Kiddushin, and really he's not. But Kodesh Bevia Ma'ika Lemeimar, if he did the Kiddushin by virtue of the act of intimacy, so he forced her, not forced as in assault, but forced her, you need to agree. I want to marry you. You need to agree. He wore her down. Perhaps a better example would be if she was threatened until finally she agrees. And then he goes ahead and does yichud with her, intent for bia. So theoretically, it should be a good kiddushin, even though we don't want it to be a good kiddushin, but what's our recourse? What could we possibly do to stop such a kiddushin? By money, we said we make it ownerless. What are we supposed to do if it's an act of intimacy? What is it that we can do? Amale, he answered him, we could do something. Shavua Rabbanan Leviiloso Beilas Nus. The rabbis have the ability to make his bia into nothing, into immoral conduct, but not marriage. She should not require a get from him. It's not considered a marriage. You'll see the Rashbam in the lines that are next to the end of the Gemara on this page. The Rashbam writes, "Uva makom achem mefarish." The explanation is given elsewhere. Dechalde mekadesh adaita derabbanan mekadesh. Everybody who does kiddushin does so, subject to the approval of the rabbis, as we say, kiddas Moshe v'Yisrael, according to the law of Moshe and Yisrael. V'rabbanan omer lo avi kiddushin, and therefore, in such a case, the rabbis have the ability to refuse to rubber stamp his act. The rabbis say, we don't want it to be a kiddushin. You're making kiddushin like our laws, and we don't like this to be a kiddushin. Hem enem chafetzim b'kiddushin alolu. We do not approve of such kiddushin, and therefore they're able to undo or stop the kiddushin from taking effect. So again, in terms of sales, a forced sale, which you pay for, would be a good sale. But when it comes to kiddushin, it's not. And we understood right away how kesef gets undone, but how do other acts get undone? And the Gemara says very simply that the rabbis do have that power, that the kiddushin should not go through. Rashbam explains, based on the words, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, like the law of the Jewish people. In Simen Mem Beis, in Evan Ezer, the Mechaber indeed brings this halacha, Eino isha miskadeshes ela l'ritzona, a woman can only become married with her agreement, and if you do it against her will, Eino mikudeshes. She's not considered mikudeshes. And then the Mechaber explores a different case. Avalo ish, but a man, she'ansuhu, that they forced him, acha kidesh, until he did the act of kiddushin, ba'al korcha, harezu mikudeshes, it is going to be a good kiddushin. V'yeshamim she'ena mikudeshes, and some say it's not a good kiddushin. It is considered a suffek, a doubtful kiddushin. What is the discussion over here? So we have a concept that if you're selling and you get money in return, so it was a good sale, and therefore we compared that case to a woman. But if you want to compare it to a man is not selling, a man is buying, he's acquiring something. And we need to know if this concept of taluha, forcing, applies also to acquisitions. In addition, even if we say that it does apply to acquisitions, so then we will need to know, did the rabbi step in and say that because you're forcing him, it should not take effect? Or perhaps the rabbis only stepped in by a woman who was being forced, and they did not step in by a man who's being forced. Says the Taz, Sifkat and Beis, Dolowitzrichu Rabbanon lafkia kiddushin. The rabbis didn't feel this was so important to undo the kiddushin if he was the one who was forced. Because he could always give a get. Get is in his hands to give. So he has a way out, so why should we intrude? Why should we step in? It's not such a devastating situation here. He'll give a get. Perhaps he'll have to pay ksuba. It doesn't seem to be such a compelling situation. Says the Taz, va'achshav, but nowadays, she'ein megarshin ba'al karcha, that you're not able to do a get against her will, mikoach cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom, because of the legislation of Rabbeinu Gershom, that you're not allowed, a man is not allowed to divorce his wife against her will. So yesh ledames ish le'isha. So maybe a man should be the same compelling nature as a woman, the same reasoning that a woman's being forced caused the rabbis to step in and undo the kiddushin, because she's going to get stuck. Get is not up to her. So maybe a man also, nowadays, that you can't give a get against her will, so maybe a man being forced into kiddushin is also going to lock him up, and he's going to be stuck with this woman and not be able to get out of the marriage, and also coupled with the other chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom, that he's not allowed to marry a second wife. So he's just as stuck. So the Taz concludes, Ela denire, but it seems that in such a case, lo shayach chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom, we would not invoke the rule of Rabbeinu Gershom that you're not allowed to divorce her against her will. If you are forced into the marriage against your will, it could be that you're allowed to divorce her against your will, and therefore we're still a little up in the air, as the Mechaber described, whether or not Chazal would step in the case of a man who was being forced. The Pischei Tshuva, Sifkat and Beis, presents a fascinating case where a man, rotza livgod b'meshudeches shalo. He wants to reject the girl that was designated. They announced the shidduch, they announced the engagement, and now he wants to back out. And apparently they checked into it, and they didn't see any good reason why he's backing out. He found maybe a better shidduch, whatever it is, but he's going to leave this girl in a devastating situation, and they wanted to go ahead and use force to force him to marry the girl that he's engaged to. And the argument, quite fascinating, is Hocha, in this case, Adarabba, on the contrary, who asa shaloka hogen? He's the one who's doing not proper. In other words, until now we encountered cases that the people forcing him to get married or forcing her to get married were doing improperly. So Chazal stepped in and said, okay, it's not a kiddushin. But over here, it's flipped. We're stepping in to make him do what he should do, marry her, because he gave his word. And he's trying to do improperly by not marrying her. So we won't step in such a case and undo the kiddushin. We're very happy that he was forced to do what he was supposed to do. And we would let the kiddushin stand. Havalei kishar kinyan. It bottoms out, so to speak, like any other transaction. Baal karcha demahani. That it's just going to work. We're not going to step in to stop it. And this becomes an amazing discussion as to where you stand in the transaction. Is it fundamentally a good transaction, but we're trying to undo it? Or is it automatically undone, etc.? Back to our Gemara, what is clear is that by a woman, it would not be a good kiddushin. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.